Okay, I'm joined by Andrew Thornton, the owner of Budgeons in Crouch End, who's been selling squirrel meat to the horror of the Daily Mail. Andrew, just tell us why you started supplying it.
We have started supplying squirrel meat basically for sustainability reasons. It's one of the most sustainable forms of meat you can get, and unlike commercially produced things like beef and chicken, I mean, it takes 15 tons of beef, sorry, of grain to produce 1 ton of beef. So in terms of the challenges we have with climate change, peak oil, and all the things that are happening in the world, eating the quantity of beef that we're eating, you know, is not really a sort of viable way forward. Yet squirrels are, you know, natural. They feed off nature. They are a pest, and they are a vermin. They are culled, large quantities of them, by farmers anyway. And my view is, well, we might as well eat them rather than either put them into landfill or incinerate them.
When did you start supplying squirrel?
About 5 or 6 months ago.
Has it come sort of fresh in a pack? Was it?
Yes, it is, and you stew it. I've had some myself. It's lovely. It's not dissimilar to rabbit, if you've tried rabbit. It's got quite a strong taste to it, but it's lovely. And there's a bit of a fuss at the moment. Yes, you're right, the Daily Mail have picked up on it. Viva seem a bit outraged, but I don't see what the difference between this is and eating rabbit. And you know, we've been eating rabbit in this country for a long time.
How does it sell?
It sells well. I mean, we maybe sell 10 or 15 a week. It's not the biggest seller in the store, but it's certainly not, you know, it's got a degree of interest. I mean, it came from customers asking us for it, because we've got a number of customers who wouldn't eat meat, not for the usual ethical or don't like it reasons, but for sustainability reasons. But they will eat game, and we started doing game here about 2 years ago. And those are the people who are really interested in, people who will predominantly don't eat meat, but will eat. They'll eat venison, they'll eat pheasant, they'll eat rabbit and squirrel, because it is a sustainable form of food.
And where do you get it from?
We get it from our supplier of game in Essex.
And how do they get it?
They get it by the same way as they get the pheasants, and the venison is their shot. They're shot by farmers. Difficult to get this time. We don't have any in stock at the moment because it's difficult to get at this time of the year. The trees are so covered in foliage that it's actually quite difficult to find and shoot squirrels at this time of the year.
And have you had people coming in today asking for it?
Not so far today. No, just journalists.
Okay. Are you expecting an interest in this in the future?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's a form of meat that will be. I think it'll be mainstream. I think it's a bit big. There's a big fuss at the moment. I think it will be mainstream very soon.
And you mentioned beaver. They say that you're profiting from a wildlife massacre. What do you say to that?
Well, I think 10 or 15 squirrels a week is hardly a massacre. These animals are going to get killed anyway, so we might as well use, you know, that we've got very scarce resources on this planet, which we're rather squandering, and here's a resource that is there, available, and we might as well use it.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much.
All right.